Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling for National Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. Could you please tell me what is your age?
52.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number 10. Between 0 to 10, okay? Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Regarding what?
Generally
That's
speaking.
A pretty broad question.
Well, yeah, it's a generally.
Generally, there are some major issues, and then there are also some things that have improved. So I'm not quite sure how to answer it. It's very too broad.
Okay. Would you say that you are very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year congressional elections? You can select two. Immigration and border security, protecting our democracy and freedoms, improving kinder through 12 public school education, inflation and the economy, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues, criminal justice reform that has stopped racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, healthcare costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or gun regulation and reform.
Economy and inflation, as well as criminal justice reform.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say often? Very often? Often? Not often? Not at all?
I don't experience it personally, no.
Thank you. How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often? Often? Not often? Or not at all?
Not very often.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not concerned at all.
Concerned.
Very or somewhat?
I'm sorry?
Very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, can be neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, let me know. The first one is Cornel West.
Go ahead. Say that again, I'm sorry, the name?
No worries. Cornel West.
I've never heard.
Okay. The Republican Party.
Neutral.
And from 0 to 100?
50, I guess.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter.
Favorable? I mean, I'm I can't remember exactly what you're asking me to rate.
No worries. Yeah, basically it's your feelings towards some people and organization on a scale from 0 to 100.
75.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
60.
Thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I would say 70.
Thank you. Tim Scott?
I have no idea.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
The National Rifle Association, or NRA?
Fifteen.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for presidents were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Can I have another choice?
Those are the ones that I have here. So.
That's the problem right there. It's the only choices we've got. It would have to be Biden.
Thank you.
Not that I would do it happily.
Okay. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried? Someone worried? Not so worried, or not worried at all?
Worried about the rights of white supremacy?
Yes.
I could care less about their rights. I hope they have none. So I'm not sure how to answer that.
Okay, no worries. Now, I'd like you to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that statement. The first one says, sexism is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
Did you say taxes?
No, sexism.
Oh, sexism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree.
That would be a strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil rights and human rights of minorities?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
I'm sorry, someone or strongly disagree?
No, I agree.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I strongly agree. It's an issue.
Thank you. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Strongly disagree.
Someone disagree.
No, I strongly disagree that they have the same access.
Oh, thank you. And immigrants contribute more American than they make. I'm sorry. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative actions programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
So, can you state the question again? I'm sorry.
Of course. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black people, on black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our schools' libraries can carry. Or statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalize people who history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
B.
Strongly B or somewhat B?
Strongly B.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or a threat. 5, someone agree, and 0, that you don't think is a being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, a commitment to Christian ideals.
I'm supposed to say...
from 0 to 10.
So, and 10 being I strongly agree?
Yeah, strongly agree is being threatened or undermined. And 0, that you do not agree, is being threatened or undermined at all.
I strongly agree it's being threatened. So I guess that would be 10, right?
Thank you. Yes. The next one, equal economic opportunities for all.
That is being threatened. 7.
Thank you. Immigration to this country.
Three.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
To what?
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
Oh, to voting. 5.
Thank you. freedom to protest the police or government?
Five.
Police that treat everyone the same.
That would be a five as well.
And the right to bear arms.
You mean, is that being threatened?
From 0 to 10, what do you believe?
Okay. That is a 5 as well.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you...
How many more questions are there?
Two more.
Okay.
I'm going to read you some statements people have made or how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each one is using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means you someone agree with the statement. 0 means you don't no agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10?
10.
Americans' democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope if we do not stand up now. Then, eventually, all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10?
7.
And sometime over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all, 5, so unmotivated, and 10, extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College bachelor's.
Thank you. Are you currently married or married with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, someone conservative, moderate, someone liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever? Never?
Once a week.
Thank you. And would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Do you identify as a member of LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. This concludes our service, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.